Blog Talk Radio.
Jennifer, are you able to hear me?
I can now. Yes.
Okay. This thing is grinding. Like I said, I had it all logged on. Was ready for the show about 5 minutes before it start. Everything just went. It went offline.
Wow.
And neither my computer nor my phone is getting a good connection to that. So, okay, I'm gonna go back and see. It shows that it's still grinding on your deal there. Okay.
Well,
let me try muting you. I'm gonna try my best to go. Huh?
Okay. I said I just come against the enemy right now.
Yes, in Jesus' name, no more of this mess. Okay. Well, y'all, I know y'all probably get tired of all the computer problems that I have here.
No.
I don't know if it's the area we're in or the storms that are close by. They're not right here, but they are close to here. All of the storms, it seems like on Monday nights there have been storms continuously. Anyhow, I'm hoping everybody can hear. I don't know if it says that I'm not connected. I don't know if it will let me play any songs or not. I'm not even going to fool with it. So anyhow, well, welcome everybody. I'm so sorry for all the problems. I wish I could figure out how to get beyond all of this, but so far I've not figured out how to. But anyhow. What I want to talk to y'all about tonight is sowing and reaping. Today I had gone, which, as you all know, we've actually moved to our new place, but we still have our old place. The horses are still there. So every day, sometimes we take a day off, but pretty well every day we have to get up and drive an hour and a half one way to go. The carpenters are still working on the house, get ready to sell. It's a 3-hour round trip plus anything that we do there. So pretty well every day we're still very busy running back and forth plus trying to get fences. But anyhow, I had decided today that I would, you know, start kind of renewing my flower beds, you know, some of the flowers that the last year had killed, and just getting them cleaned out and putting in fresh flowers on the ones that needed some fresh flowers to get, you know, to prepare the property to sell. And anyhow, I was on the back porch, and one of the carpenters come out there and to see what I've been doing. And he made a comment about some of the flowers, and I said, yes, I'm putting out some spring flowers. And he said something about some flowers. And I said, I try to plant various kinds of blooming plants so that there's something that blooms year-round. I said, you know, there are flowers that will bloom early in the year. You know, your tulip trees, your camellias will bloom early in the year, of course. And I said, then in the, you know, a little later in the spring, you can start putting out petunias, which was part of what I was planting today, you know, your petunias and gladiolas and all kinds of different things that start in summer and late spring blooming. And then others, he said, well, these bloom in the winter. And I said, well, you know, you can plant pansies in the fall. And I said, actually, if they get froze, they will still bloom even in the wintertime. It may cut them back a little bit, but they'll come right back out and various things like that. And it crossed my heart. I thought, Lord, that is so much like sowing and reaping or like our giving, that we have to have something planted for a harvest all the time. You know, you see, and we've all probably at times have felt this way, when we're going through times that are difficult, times that the money is tight, times that we're thinking, goodness, I just can't afford to give right now. You know, I've got bills to pay, I've got insurance to pay, blah, blah, blah. It's a reality. It's a reality we have all, I think, probably gone through times where we think, oh, gosh, I just... If I give tithes this month or this week or whatever the case, then I'm not going to have enough money to buy groceries or pay the electric bill or put gas in my vehicle. And those times can be difficult. But yet the word says that those that that sow, let's see, let me find it here. Okay, in Proverbs 11:24 says, there is one who scatters yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Now, the Lord knows what we go through. I mean, he knows where we're at and where, you know, what's going on in our lives. But I thought, you know, the times that we're going through difficulty, many times is the very time that we need to, however much we can, to sow so that we have a harvest. And then again, when we have plenty, and I'm saying something, you know, that when life was good and they had an abundance, at that time, you know, well, I've got everything I need. Why do I need to sow? You know, I'm being blessed. I've got plenty. Why do I need to sow? But whether we're living in abundance or whether we're going through, whether we're suffering lack, we're always planning for that harvest. You know, just like with those flowers in the yard, as I am planting things, in the same way up here at the new, I mean, it has zero. It has very few trees even. And so as I'm planting this yard, I'm thinking, okay, I want some things that will bloom in the early spring. I want some things that will bloom in the summer and through the summer. And then maybe plant a few things that would bloom in the fall. So we have to plan the same way with our life, that, Lord, I want a continual harvest. You know, sometimes when we're going through a tight time, we might think, you know, if it's someone that has the word in their heart, that knows the word a bit, they might think, oh, Lord, I got to get seed in the ground because I'm needing a harvest. I'm needing provision. I'm needing my needs met, God. I've got to get some seed in the ground. But as we're living, as we're continuing to so that we continually have a harvest, whether there's plenty, whether there's not plenty, that we continue to plant so that regardless of what season we're in, that there will be a harvest there for us. It says in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And this is the NIV, says, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It says in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. Of course, there's so many scriptures on sowing and reaping. And, you know, certainly most of the scriptures, I think, have to do with provision, but there are many, many scriptures that also have to do in life lessons with sowing, whether it's sowing in friendship to reap friendship, that we sow when we're needing healing. Oh, goodness. Oh, Lord. How many times I have prayed for the healing of others because I was needing healing myself. And God loves that. I mean, the Lord loves that. And he uses those things, the sacrificial giving that we do. The word says, Psalm 126:5 said, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Oh, Lord, I have been there. I have been there. It can even be the prayers for others, that those times that we have, whether it's a lost loved one, people in the family that are really needing a turnaround in their lives, to really commit their lives to God, even those that are Christians that have strayed in some ways, and you know that it can bring destruction upon their lives, that we're praying for them, Lord, show them, Lord, open their eyes, Lord, speak to them, draw them, and we sow in tears, and we're sowing prayers into their life, into their destiny, into their future. You know, there have been times I have cried gallons and gallons of tears over others. But when we see the situations change, when we see them come to the Lord, when we see those, even just those small changes, that recognition of I really need God. Well, it does bring songs of joy, doesn't it? Songs of joy that God has heard our prayers. Songs of joy that their hearts are being softened, that they're hearing God, that they're becoming aware of the Lord. I have told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again for the ones that haven't heard it. It sounds very small, but to me at that time it was monumental, and it just was faithful to me. It was a number of years ago, and we were going through a time, money was really tight. I mean, we were struggling. And I have always enjoyed going to special meetings, like meetings and prophetic meetings and things like that. And there was a meeting going to be that night with a lady that was just a wonderful, wonderful prophetic lady that she is now in heaven. But it was one of those times I was going to the meeting, and I wouldn't dream of going to a meeting and not having something to give in the offering or giving something. But it was one of those times I didn't have a nickel to my name. I had absolutely nothing that I could put in an offering that night. And I talked to the Lord, and I said, God, I have nothing to give. I'm going to go and hear this lady and be ministered to by her, and I have nothing to put in the offering. But, you know, it was during the summer months, and we had a garden that year. And I had some beautiful tomatoes and squash and things like that. I had, you know, and who doesn't like fresh vegetables out of the garden? So I went out to the garden, and I had some tomatoes and squash, things like that, and had a nice little bag of fresh vegetables. And I thought, Lord, you know, I'm going to take some vegetables and just give them to her as a love offering, because that's what I got. And so I gathered up those vegetables, and I went to the meeting that night. And there was a lady there that's about my age that I see once in a while. She's always just the sweetest thing, and always encourages me. And she had sat a row ahead of me. And it was when I had made one CD, one music CD already. And she knew I had made it anyhow. I had given her a copy. There, you know, I think I had just taken a few copies to one of the meeting time and just handed them out to different ones that might like them, just to bless people, or hopefully bless them. But anyhow, she had taken her. She told me. She said, "Do you have another one of those CDs?" And I said, "What's left in my truck?" I said, "I can get you one." And she said, "Well, the one you gave me," she said, "I gave it away." She said, "Was going on a business trip or something out west," and she said, or somewhere, and a man that was with her, I guess it was a business associate, that they were going to this meeting together, a conference or whatever it was, and she said, "I had that CD in playing in my car." And she said, "He really liked it, and he said it so blessed him." And she said, "So I took it out, and I gave it to him." And she said he offered to pay me for it. And she said, "Well, I told him," said, "Well, it didn't cost me anything. Here, just take it." And she said, "So he gave me a $5 bill and told me," said, "give this to that lady that gave you the CD." It was just a $5 bill. So anyhow, at that meeting at night, she reached and she handed me that $5 bill, and she said, "Here," she said, "I gave me this $5 bill and gave it to you, and to tell you how much the songs blessed him, that he so enjoyed, and it brought peace to his heart to listen to it." And she said, "And if it's okay, I would like another one." And I said, "Absolutely. Well, you'll have no idea." And she had no idea. She would not have known at all that when she handed me that $5 bill, it could have been a $1,000 bill and not have meant any more to me. Because suddenly I held back the tears. I really did. I held back the tears. But I looked to the Lord and I said, "Lord, thank you. You said in your word that you would provide seed to the sower. And you're faithful. You're faithful. God, you give me the $5 bill that I can put in this offering tonight, and Lord, not come before the Lord empty-handed." I would have to pull up the scripture, and really, no more than my phone is doing is getting a signal tonight. Out there, go to a search mode, but you know, there is a scripture where one of the disciples, or one of them, had said, "Oh, that I." I would not go before the Lord empty-handed. You know, he offered to pay for something that someone brought. It might have been David to bring him as a gift. They brought something as a gift, and he said, "No, let me pay you for it, because I would not take anything to the Lord that I put it in my terms that he did not pay for." Would not go before the Lord empty-handed like that. And I was so blessed that night. I thought, Lord, what were the chances in the natural that I would pray to you that, Lord, I don't have an offering to give tonight. The Lord made sure that I had seed to sow that night. I couldn't have been any more blessed or any happier, and it still touches my heart, as you can tell. But when they passed that plate, I put that $5 bill on that plate, and I was so thankful to God and so proud to be able to do it. And like I said to the rest of them, $5 wouldn't have meant anything, but to me it meant everything that night. Because to me, I saw the faithfulness of God to provide seed. He's true to his word. He is such a rewarder, such a beautiful rewarder to those that love him and seek him. And I mean, he's just so good. He is just so good. I've seen the Lord so many times come through, so many times. And anyhow, I just want to remind all of you that to continue sowing, whether it's prayers for others when you're needing healing, whether it's friendship. And I will say this, because it's really a lesson I learned, you know, that I've known for many years about, you know, if you want friendship, you sow friendship. If you want love, you sow love. And even the word says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. When I show grace to others and when I show mercy to others, because, oh goodness, all the time I need God's grace and I need God's mercy. And God has given me grace, given me mercy. When I show it to others, and when you show it to others, it lines us up to receive mercy and grace from God. It's just part of the laws of God of sowing and reaping. But what I had started to say is, you know, I used to think, you know, when I was younger, that if I showed friendship to a person or love to a person, then that person would show love back or would eventually show friendship back. And I want to say that doesn't happen always. You know, sometimes it does, but when, you know, there are people, you know, there are those that no matter how much you try to be friendly with them or friends with them, but they're not going to receive you. But the word is still true. You will reap friendship, but it may not be from that one. But somewhere down the line, you will reap friendship. If you sow love and mercy, you will receive love and mercy. But it may not necessarily be from the one that you're wanting it from. Okay. I used to think, okay, if I show friendship or love or concern long enough to certain ones, that eventually that person will change. And it's like, no, I've learned that doesn't happen. Some just will not receive you no matter what, and that's okay. You just bless them and you move on. But anyhow, just so to save others, you know, to save others from heartache or thinking, I sowed good things into this person. And I was, but so that you understand, you will reap it, but maybe not from that one. So, anyhow, just a little thing to clarify there. I'm trying to write down y'all's phone numbers. It went offline. Then I was hurriedly trying to get everybody to get back online here. Anyhow, I appreciate you guys so much. I'm just gonna try here. Anyhow, I hope blesses y'all. It blessed me today, and when the carpenter today was, you know, came out in the back porch to see what I was doing, and I was planting flowers, and he brought it up, and I started talking to him about flowers. You know, you plant something, you plant different kinds, so that you have something blooming all year long, something pretty in the yard all year long. It really struck in my heart that it's so much the same for us, you know, in when it comes to the things of the Spirit, that, you know, we're sowing all the time for a harvest. Let me, it's not going to let me, I don't know if it would let me click on a song, but it's not lit up. It won't even let me. The only thing that's lit up is y'all's numbers are lit up, so I'm hoping all is good. Let me try one more thing here. I don't know if this will work, but let me see. There's a song I heard the other day, and I just loved it, and I tried to play it for you guys once before, and it was another one of those nights that I lost my sound. Sometimes it won't. You know what? I bet it won't because I'm on the phone. Okay. Well, never mind. I'll be glad. I hope we can get this resolved somehow or another. Anyhow, let's just pray and we'll start taking callers. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your goodness. Lord, you said that as long as this earth remains, all those that they've been sowing and sowing, Lord, they've been sowing in prayers. They have, Lord, shown their hope and their faith, God, in you and in your word. And there are things they're expecting, things that they're waiting for. And, Lord, I thank you for that season of harvest. Lord, I thank you for that season of harvest. The things coming forth, Lord, even the sowing in tears, Lord, that they will begin to have songs of joy because of the manifestation of the harvest that they have long awaited for. Lord, hearts that have held on to hope, that have held on with expectancy, knowing, Lord, the word is true. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. And Lord, we thank you for your word, that we can have in your word. And Lord, keep us mindful. Keep us mindful of sowing good things. Not sowing to the flesh, but sowing to things Lord, that pleases you. Purpose and destiny and Lord, things that are everlasting, things that will last all the way into heaven, Lord, things that will last for all eternity. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, we honor you. And Lord, we thank you for, Lord, your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. And Lord, we just bless you. Lord, I bless you. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to bring miracles and healings and, Lord, breakthroughs. Lord, bring understanding and wisdom. Lord, bring joy where there's been sadness. Lord, bring health. Lord, where there has been sickness. Lord, bring healing. Lord, healing. And Lord, this restoration where there has been grief. Lord, that joy arises again. Lord, who has been lack, bring the provision that they need. And Lord, direction. So many, probably the most common request for direction. Lord, I thank you for bringing direction to their lives and causing them to know that they know that they know that they've heard you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, let's see if this thing is working. When I click, sometimes it takes it a minute. We'll see if it's working. Anyhow, 205-531, and it's grinding, grinding, grinding. Julia May, can you hear me yet?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, it shows it's still just a grinding, so I couldn't tell if it had unmuted you now or not. I don't know what's going on with the computer. All I can figure is just the atmosphere or something. Well, how are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
Good. There may be a little delay when you say something when I hear it and stuff like that, so... If I end up butting in some, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. It's this computer. So anyhow.
Okay.
So well, let's pray for you. This thing is still grinding. It still hasn't shown that it's unmuted. Father.
Unmuted.
Yeah, it did, huh? Yeah. It just now showed me the unmuted just now. That's just crazy. Okay. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for granting her the desires of her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those things that, Lord, that maybe she's not voiced to others, but things that are hidden in her heart, Father, prayers and requests and just desires. Lord, just desires. We all have desires, those things that we long for, those things even that we dream about, things that we've wanted resolved, but everybody has those desires that are in their heart, maybe that they don't talk to other people about, but they're there, maybe talk to God about. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for those desires that are in Julia May's heart, those things that are her secrets with you, Lord, those things that she talks to you about upon her bed, Lord, when she's alone with you, Lord, when she's just being honest with you and not talking to other people about, Lord, but those things that are in her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for granting her request, Lord, for answering her prayers, Lord, for showing her, Lord, how much you love her, that she is your daughter, that she is a child of the King, she is a daughter of the King, but she's a most loved and treasured daughter. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for Lord, just visiting her, Lord, visiting her And Lord, her seeing the fruit of her labor, her seeing the fruit of the things that she's sown in. But Lord, those treasures that you have for her, Lord, and that are for her alone. Lord, she sows to others, she gives to others, she's invested in others, and Lord, she's pleased you. She's pleased you with how she has given out and how, Lord, how she has selflessly so many times given up herself, even to her own harm at times. I hear that. Even to your own harm at times, you have reached out to others, even when it took away from you, whether it took away from you health, or it took away from you finances, whether it took it, you know, there's a cost. There is a cost in what we do. But see, none of it, those things are not lost. They may seem lost. But then the Lord brings back to us. You know, He brings back, He multiplies the blessing back to us. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for granting the desires of Julia May's heart. Lord, those things that only you and she know. Lord, some of those desires that would even go back to when she was a young lady. Lord, just maybe even a child. Those things that are precious, Lord, those things that you've never forgotten. That have not passed away, that are still there before you, Father. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just showing you her how treasured and loved she is by you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Well, girl, anything you wanted to share tonight or anything in particular you were wanting prayer about or anything on your heart you just wanted to talk about?
Oh, just thank God today, Joe. She started back at her day program.
Uh-huh.
So,
cool.
Yeah, the doctor said, you know, it's good for her to get back out. So just, you know, being home. So she, like I said, she's been in there since, March of 20. So she, when I was praying for her, you know, sometimes I had a problem with her, you know, wanting to get on the bus and different stuff. So I'm praying for that. The Lord, you know, let her want to get on there and go to the center and do something. Because both her doctors say, you know, it's a good thing to get out just like everybody, you know. We just, you know,
right.
Praying for a lot of folks that still having, you know, complication from the COVID. You know, she's still, you know, she's doing great, but you know, I can see sometimes she, her little hand be shaking. And she, you know, she still be a little weak. But I thank God, and, you know, just continue to pray for COVID and people in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Lord, we just thank Father for all you've done in Jennifer's life, Lord, and Father, we thank you, Lord, for helping her to return to some type of normalcy, Lord, where that she's able to, Lord, just to be a part of activities, that life seems to go back to at least her normal, Lord, what would be considered normal, Lord, even in a world that no longer seems normal, but, Lord, that she'll begin to enjoy herself again, Lord, that her strength will come back fully. Lord, that her body just continue to heal and be restored, and, Lord, even restored better than it was before. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for protecting her as she comes and goes, Lord, and continuing to bring healing to the rest of the family and friends, Lord. Father, we just ask for a hedge of protection around them. But, Father, we thank you for every step of improvement that you have done, and you're just your faithfulness, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for keeping Jennifer, Lord. And Lord, let her life be a testimony to those that she is around, to the miracle-working power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, is there anything you wanted to share tonight or anything that was on your heart, sweetie?
No, that's all. I'm just praising God. I think about, you know, a lot of folks that I read sometimes on the phone, you know, people going through so much and still so many people doubting it. And I just thank God, you know, like I've tell people, you know, they've been through and seen somebody real close sometime, you know, they still say it's fake, but, you know, it's just amazing. But I just thank God for all her advancement, because she's been through a lot.
Thank God for all of your prayers for her and your faithfulness. Stand by her side
you
and
for your, thank you for your prayers and everybody's prayer, because like I said, she went through a lot, and then the lady said, I said, yes. I said, no, you haven't seen her since 20. I said, God is good. I said, God is great. He took care, because she just looked at her. I said, yeah, I know. They were shocked when they saw her, because she don't look like the same person. She's so much smaller now. She's like 50 pounds smaller now.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, she
was
like 170,
160. But I don't want to lose it like that.
because she was fluid, because they took 4 hours when she, you know, she was in the hospital.
Yeah, right.
But she
around
now like 17. Yeah, you can't imagine somebody having that much fluid. Until, her legs and stuff felt like a rock and everything. But people just don't realize, you know, slowly it just build up and, you know, and then having pneumonia 3 times a and all that kind of stuff. But people, you know, have to be careful, because it's still, you know, it's dangerous. So, you know, we still have to pray and ask God for guidance and protection. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, girl, it was good talking to you. And thank you for holding through all of this. You guys are all just so good. With all the computer problems I seem to have here, y'all are always so sweet to continue to hang in there and just wait till I get it resolved and get on here. So I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm enjoying you. God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now I got to wait for it to grind till it shows that one's muted before I can click on the next one. Oh, goodness. I don't know if it will let me do another one at once or not. Okay, it did. Okay, they're both grinding. Jennifer, can you hear me now?
I can.
Great.
God bless your heart, Jeannie.
Okay. This is just the strangest thing. But anyhow, it's all I can say is it's working. It's, you know, we're still getting it done, so thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
But anyhow, good to be with y'all. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you. Same with you. Thank you for waiting through all of this stuff and just hanging in there. I appreciate it. And let's pray. Your Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the gladness of heart, the gladness of heart. Jennifer, I just sense gratitude in you, just gratitude to the Lord. And it seems like I sense a calmness in you more than what the last few times I had talked to you that there had been. There seems to be like a sense of peace, a sense of rest. A particular sense of peace, just a sense of gratitude, but a sense of peace in your soul that, you know, there's just like the lady Bible, sometimes it doesn't always mean that everything is going perfectly, but when we can say it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. And that doesn't always mean that everything is going right, but it's a confidence in God. It's a, that realization, just that knowing that, you know what, even if it's not, even if everything's not perfect, and of course nothing ever is really, but even with all the struggles and with things going on and the questions we have, that we have such that assurance that God has us and that he's with us. And I just, it's like a sense of peace coming from you that I had not sensed as much a few weeks ago. You know, I just sense a peace and a gratitude of, you know what, God's got me, and God's good, and he's faithful, and he's been faithful, and he's going to be faithful. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for revealing your nature to Jennifer, Lord, of revealing all the time more of who you are. And, Lord, at the same time that you're also revealing to her more of who she is and who she is in you. Father, I thank you. I hear the word counsel, and I know I've given you that word before. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of counsel that is within Jennifer. And, Father, I thank you for the wisdom that you have imparted or I'm continuing to impart into her, Lord, wisdom that will be for her good, for her future, for her safety, for her just even wisdom in dealing with other people, wisdom in wisdom that protects us. You know, there's a pastor back where we were that we used to once in a while visit his church, and he's divorced, so he's, you know, he doesn't have a wife with him. And I heard him one day, he was saying he had hired another couple to do counseling because he said, you know, me as a single man, he said, it doesn't look right. He said, it's not good. Like if a young lady or something comes to counsel with me with there not being someone else there, you know. And that's just wisdom. You know, that's just wisdom. And so he hired him. I don't know that he hired him. Anyhow, it's another couple, a man and a wife in the church that he assigned, you know, turned that counsel position over to them. Because that way, whether it was a man or whether it was a woman, whoever that came in for counsel, there was the two of them there. And you know, the word always is to avoid even the appearance of evil. And I thought that's he's in his 40s, so he's not real young, but he's not old either. I thought that's good wisdom on his part, you know, because as a pastor, so many people, you know, they want to come to their pastor for or come to a pastor if it's not theirs for counsel on stuff, for wisdom, and just to talk to him. And I thought, you know, that's wisdom on his part to have, you know, to have a man and a woman together to counsel with people so that nothing would, just the wisdom of avoiding anything that could, if anything was ever said or anything was ever a finger pointed or anything like that, it kept him safe. It kept him safe in that situation. I thought that was wisdom. And I just sense the Lord, you know, even in those kinds of situations, because when I say keep you safe, I know most people, they probably think, oh, my God, is something going to happen to me? Is something harmful? You know, keeping you safe can be safe in finances and be safe, that kind of thing. But the Lord really showing you wisdom in things that, that keep you safe in many different areas, whether it's in business dealings, whether it's dealing with people, and I really absolutely that. But God giving you wisdom, like insight, able to look beyond, you know, what's going on right then, to look ahead of okay, Lord, thank you for the wisdom of how to deal with things wisely, So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in Jennifer's life, and Lord, I thank you, Father, for fulfilling her expectations, Lord, of even increasing her expectation that is really a faith, Father. Lord, that she begins, that her expectation begins to draw things to her, or things that she has waited for, things that she has prayed about, that we hope, we believe, we pray in tongues and things like that. You know, it says we build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in tongues, that your expectation, I see your expectation growing, that expectation of this is, God's fixing, God's doing this, God's fixing this, this is happening now, of your expectation, like drawing things to you, you know, the Lord releasing things because your expectations are literally drawing it to you. So, Lord, I just thank you for it, and I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I just ask a blessing for her life, and Lord, I thank you for the joy that she is to others, Lord, the joy she is to me, Lord, the joy she is to even others around her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Wow. That blessed me so much. I just appreciate you. You're such a special individual and beautiful sister. And although I've never met you, I just consider you as a friend also. And I miss when you're not on air. You were talking about flowers earlier, and I was thinking how you are like a sweet-smelling flower because your sweet presence is, it's just one that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face. And you have just blessed me abundantly through your ministry. And tonight, it's just such confirmation. Just everything your word spoke to me and the word you just gave me spoke to me. So I just bless you. I thank God.
No, you're so sweet. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And, you know, thank you for the conversation.
Yes.
You're sweet. Wow. You've always come through so much. I appreciate you so much. And I thank God. I thank God for the props in my heart. It's a blessing to me to get to pray for you guys and to minister to you and just to share our heart, you know, share my heart with you, and for you guys to be able to share your heart with me. Yeah, but absolutely, mm-hmm. You feel like a friend to me too. You absolutely do.
Wow. You've been through here through some really tough times for me, and it's just, you know, it's given me the strength to get through. And the word tonight was so right on. I am at peace, and there is a calmness and an unshakable confidence in God, basically because of what you were speaking about earlier, just the faithfulness of God and Him revealing who He is to me. And, you know, I've sown love for a long time, but I haven't reaped it until recently. And that abundant love is just being given back to me. It's being reciprocated. And you have given me a word. Yeah, you've given me a word. It was a year or so ago about counsel, and you saw a man standing behind me with his hand on my shoulder, you know, and supporting me. And at the time, I couldn't for the life of me figure out, because I had sworn off men, because I just wanted to devote my life to the Lord without any of the frustration and distractions of relationships. And you know, God had to deal with me in opening my heart and surrendering that part of my heart to him. And I did. And once I did, he opened up a door. And I feel I know that that man that you saw, I know him now. I know him.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool.
Yeah. He's a very special person. And he's I believe my partner that God has given to me. So when you're sitting here talking about the couple, the man, and it was just confirmation for me that I didn't need it, but it's always great to get it. It's just the Lord. I just feel like I'm on the right path, and
that's so
exciting. Thank you.
I'm happy for you. I mean, that's so exciting. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
That is so cool.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to keep me abreast of what. That's cool. I remember. I didn't remember the part of what you don't, you know, you give a lot of words, you don't remember things. I do remember. I see him in space. And I didn't remember the part about his hand on your shoulder. But I do remember giving you words about someone, because I remember I remember ministering to you one time and saying, I see a man's face. And
mm-hmm.
So that's cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
I love confirmation. It's like, thank you, Jesus. I'm hearing.
Yeah. The Lord has really been opening doors, and I'm very excited, you know, because I've been, you know, the past 3 years, the Lord allowed me to be stripped of everything and having to depend on him for everything, every single penny. And so you got me, you know, your story made me emotional reflecting back on what the Lord brought me through and how he's provided, you know, nonstop for me, every single penny for every single need. So I praise God. He's faithful and true, and I'm having a moment.
Sure. Those, I tell you what, when those stripping times, they're difficult, but oh, what a reward they, for one thing, what it develops in us. But it does a work like nothing else can do. You can't pray enough or say word enough that does the kind of work in your hearts and in your character and everything of going through those stripping times. And I think that lots of Christians de bois have been through it, you know, in my life a lot, for years went through stripping. But the thing is, it did such a work in my life. I wouldn't undo it. And it's hard to even say that, because some of it was really, really hard and went on for years. But I wouldn't undo it, because it did a massive work in my life. And I remember when I had first, and it's been years ago now, I had not known Randy long at all. And he was in a meeting in Longview, and Julie was with him. Now, Julie very seldom ever came with him to the meetings when he was doing my things, very rarely. But she was with him at a meeting, and it was during some of the very, very difficult times I was going through. And he got up for prayer, and, boy, I was crying. I mean, alligator tears. And Julie, because Julie's prophetic, too. She's not up front, with, you know, like Randy is, but she is prophetic. And she told me that night, she said, the day will come that you'll thank the Lord for all this. And I looked at her like, I can't see that ever happening, but honestly, I can, because it did such a tremendous work, and God was faithful and brought me through it all.
He is. He absolutely is. I just encourage anyone who's going through, you know, those hard times, just to hang in there, because God has got you. He has you,
mm-hmm.
and he's
mm-hmm.
he's so wonderful. He knows what we need, and he it's just amazing. I look back, and it's like he was always there. He never left my side, not for 1 minute.
No, he doesn't. He never leaves us. He's always there. And sometimes he doesn't want to just deliver us out of something, just to go. Hello? Well, I'm just so excited for you. I'm so happy for you.
Okay, I can bear, like, you're cutting in and out, so I'm going to just thank you and bless you again, and hopefully the next caller will be able to hear you, but I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, Jeannie.
I can. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now I can, but I wasn't able to, no.
Okay. Well, God bless you, girl. It was good talking to you, and I will talk to you again.
God bless you, too.
Uh-huh. I hope this is working, y'all. all I can figure is it's the atmosphere. I don't really know. Okay, 502-548. How is Greg tonight?
Greg is doing very well, Jeannie.
Great. I was wondering for a second there, it delayed, and I thought, oh, no, he can't hear me, but it came on through. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Yeah. Thank you for waiting, and it's good to hear from you tonight.
It's good to be here.
All right, let's pray for you. Lord, I thank you for it. Greg, I sense a newness of a joy from you. I sense a new joy in you, a new joy emanating from you tonight. Father, thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord. I thank you for the joy in Greg. Father, I thank you, Lord, for forward movement, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for changes in his life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the new things. Lord, I thank you for the new things that you're doing in Greg and that you have for him. Lord. Oh, and, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for new doors, new opportunities. Father, I just thank you for the new things, the new things that you're doing in Greg, Lord. And I thank you for that excitement that's in his life, that expectancy, Father, those things that he's settled in his heart, Father, things that are that he has settled in his heart, Lord, that helps him move forward, Sometimes we've got things in our heart, you know, things on our mind, things in our heart that we're contemplating, things that we're mulling over, and we're like trying to find direction, and we're trying to decide, is this the thing to do? Is this the way to go? Is this for me? And sometimes that settling in our heart, just that settling, it brings a peace. It brings a closer to the questions, I guess you would say. But it does. It brings a settledness to us. It brings a peace to us. And it brings an excitement because it's like, okay, I know what to do now. I know the direction I'm going here. And it's like it just gives us that drive to move forward of like, all right, this is the plan and I'm sticking to it. You know, as someone say, that's my story, I'm sticking to it. Well, this is the plan, I'm sticking to it. This feels right. I'm moving forward here. And I just thank you, Father. Lord, Greg, I sense, and I think I have sensed this with you before, I just sense that you're an encourager, that you're one that is able to lift the heart of others, to bring it up to change things and seem upbeat when people around you may not feel so upbeat, when they may feel a little discouraged, when they may feel a little not very confident, that you have that, and you have an encourager in you, just that is like it's in you, it's in your heart, that ability to encourage, that desire to encourage, that desire even just in it to change the atmosphere. And I know I've told you this before, but I'm still getting it. Just that ability to change the atmosphere so that things become lighter hearted and become happier and to make people laugh at times. And it's just that encourager that's in you. And that's the heart of God. You know, that's the heart of the Lord, to want to bring encouragement to people. And Lord, I just thank you, Father. I believe that I don't know if you remove the Greg.
I'm having trouble hearing you right now, Jeannie.
Okay.
Last thing I heard was that's the heart of God.
Okay. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's not really much room to move around here, but I just have to wait. Anyhow, I said I sense that there is I feel like there's a prophetic gifting in you. I don't know if you have ever ministered in the prophetic or not.
I'm sorry to laugh. You just nailed that.
Did you hear me?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought. Okay.
No, I was laughing because that was absolutely spot on. I just.
Oh, cool.
It just blew me away.
I sense that there's a prophetic gifting in you. I don't know if you have moved in that or not, but there are times, I sense that there are times that you are picking up things in the spirit. There are times that you, like, quote, quote, know something, like you'll know something, and that's from the Lord. Like I said, I don't know if you're moving in that, if you're in a church or a body, or, and you don't have to be in a church to use a prophetic gifting for sure. Sometimes it's a little more protected in that way, but, you know, certainly I'm not in a church tonight. So, but anyhow, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for all you're doing in Greg. I thank you, Lord, for using him in the prophetic. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using him in song. Father, I thank you, Lord, for even downloading songs into him. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the new in his life. Father, for the new in his life, for the new. Father, for these new things, these new adventures, this, the new that you have for him, God. I just thank you, Lord, for the movement. I just sense you like moving. You're moving forward. You're moving forward in some things. It's like you're marching forward in some things. But, Father, I just thank you for it, and I just speak a blessing over Greg. I speak a blessing over his provision and his jobs, and, Lord, the anointing and the calling that's upon his life. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over him and all that he puts his hands to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was laughing when you said prophetic word because that actually has just, God has surrounded me with specifically two people that introduced me to that. That one is the reason that I call you because she introduced me to you a few months back. And then as fate would have it, the worship leader at my church is deeply, deeply involved in prophetic. He's actually a prophetic worship leader.
Okay.
And he has introduced me to a lot of stuff that, I've recently been told that there's a gift there that I have that I wasn't really aware of. I hadn't really learned how to use it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you said that one, it really kind of hit it out of the park on one.
Cool. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it is a process, Greg. I mean, I'm still growing in it. I think we're always continually growing, but certainly, I mean, I just stepped out. Now, I had given prophetic words here and there to people as God would just move my heart. But as far as a platform, I mean, you know, coming on a blog talk 2 years ago and beginning to, you know, on a regular basis, just sit and minister. I mean, that was a step of faith. It can be a little intimidating at first. It's like, okay, God, I need to hear you. But God's faithful.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we're doing something that he's called us to and something that came from him and it pleases him, then he's going to be faithful to speak to us. He's going to be faithful to speak to our hearts and things like that. So, anyhow, that's exciting. It's always, I always thank God for the confirmation. But it is a process of realizing that you're hearing too.
Oh yeah, yeah. He put someone in my life that recognizes it. That even when I don't, and she told me, she's like, "You understand what you just did?" And I'm like, "Nope." And she has a great eye for it. I've told her she has inspired eyes and inspired thoughts, and. Which your word about newness of joy and new joy, most of that centers around her because she's dramatically, dramatically changed my life and has been really, really instrumental in drawing me to a better place with God.
That's precious.
And she's the reason that I call on you.
Go ahead.
No, she's the reason that I started calling into you.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure who it is, but anyhow. Well, that's cool.
You probably have a pretty good idea. She was on with me the last call.
I'm trying to remember what her name was. Because I didn't. I don't think I wrote it down. Let's see.
Jennifer.
It right before. I started. Yeah. I was trying to remember if it was Jennifer or Ashley. Jennifer. Okay.
It's
okay.
Jennifer. Yeah, Ashley is her daughter, but yeah, Jennifer.
Okay. Cool.
It's very
not
cool.
The Jennifer I just talked to, is it?
It is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we were wondering if you were going to pick up on that.
Well, there's other, you know, there's several Jennifers that call in, so.
Yeah, it's that one, Jennifer from North Carolina.
You know, because y'all don't have the same hair. So I guess I wouldn't have thought about y'all being anywhere near one another.
Yeah, we've been, you know, going back and forth to see each other, so, because I'm in Kentucky. But, yeah, she was here, and we called you last time.
Okay, I didn't realize it was that Jennifer. Well, that's neat. Cool.
It is that Jennifer.
Well, you're
so evidently, I am that man that you told her about.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Full
that's
circle,
amazing.
Huh?
Yeah, that's amazing. Because I did not put that together. I sure did.
She's absolutely the greatest gift of God that's ever been put in my life.
Huh. Cool. Well, she's a sweetie. I know that.
Yes, she is.
Her
she really is.
Always through. Her girls can stay. Well, that's cool. Well, that's wonderful. I'm so proud for y'all.
Thank you,
just the neatest.
It
so
is.
How far apart are y'all?
How far apart?
Yeah, how distance-wise?
6 hours. I was there this weekend. I just got home last night, and it took me about 6 hours and 10 minutes to get home.
Okay.
And I'm a road warrior, so that means nothing to me. I mean, I was there last weekend and this weekend both, so it doesn't.
Something that's worth it. No, it doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud for both of y'all. And
thank you.
That's neat. I look forward to hearing more.
Oh, you will.
Of what all God's doing with you guys. And that's just cool. That's neat. I love it. Well, did you have anything in particular you were here about tonight, Greg?
Other than, you know, God keeping his hand on what Jennifer and I are doing, the only thing, I'm struggling with my job, my company. I love what I do, but my company is just making it very, very difficult. And it's becoming increasingly uncomfortable and stressful. And I've gotten to the point where I want out, but I really felt like God has told me that I can't go apply for jobs. I can't put out resumes. I have to wait on him. He has to provide. And I'm okay with that. He's done that before. I've seen it. Absolutely seen it without doubt. So it's not, I don't doubt that he can do it. I just want him to do what he's going to do.
Yeah. You always want to wait on God's direction for sure.
Yes.
Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for leading Greg, Father, and Lord, your word says that you are the one that closes doors, and you are the, you know, you'll close a door that no one can open, and you will open doors that no man can shut. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just giving Greg direction, Lord, not only direction, but timing, Lord. We can do the right thing in the wrong timing, and it still ends up being wrong. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the right timing for Greg, that when everything comes and synchronizes, everything syncs together, then it causes things to click, 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 and things fall in place. The timing can be everything. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for not only directing Greg and, Lord, giving him favor. Lord, go before him and make the crooked places straight. And, Lord, I thank you for the favor of God, Lord, opening doors for him. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving him peace as he waits. Lord, give him peace. Lord, let the situations around him be peaceful, Lord, so that he's able to relax on the job, that he's able to, Lord, just to be at rest. Lord, just to be at peace and be at rest. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, that you're at work. Lord, that you're at work in his situation and in his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Greg, I just sense timing. I really strongly sense timing is a big part of all of this. So sometimes you know, I used to think at times when I was seeing delays, I would be like, God, I feel like I'm ready. I prayed, blah, blah, blah. And finally, sometimes the Lord talked to me about many times it has to do with somebody else. You know, if there's a position, God wants you, many times somebody else has to move out of that position. And there's just a lot of things that have to fall into place. But it's not always us. I will say that's not always God waiting on us to do something right. Sometimes it's everything aligning with all of the people and things that are involved.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a business that hasn't even opened yet, or a person that's going to move, but they're not ready to move yet and open up a place, and just all sorts of things like that that all come into play. But see, God knows all of it because He knows the beginning from the end. So, but I do sense that timing is a very is a key thing here in your situation.
Yeah.
That's
how I got this job, actually.
I'm sorry?
That's how I got this job. Somebody had left.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same way that, you know, the way this one came up. And he's done that so many times, I don't even question it.
You know. I mean, you're being obedient. You know to wait on God and that God will do it. But just wait and believe and trust, and God's
okay. I lost you there for a second.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I will move on. Thank you. Is there anything
else you
want to pray about while I got you?
You can always pray for me and Jennifer, because that's just we know things are happening. We got a word last night. Somebody actually referred to us as a power couple.
Oh wow, cool! I believe that.
So I know.
I believe that.
We know God's doing something, and we don't want to do anything to sidetrack. We would just want to stay focused so hard.
Absolutely.
Because we know He's doing something.
Yeah, just wait on Him and let Him work. That's exciting. That's neat. But, no, I can absolutely see that. All right. Well, God bless you, Greg, and
Thank
Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
And,
appreciate you.
I will talk to you all again. Have a good week.
All righty. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is this running again? Okay. 903-918. How is Miss Michelle tonight?
Yes. This is Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Good. Good to hear from you. Okay. I'm trying to make sure that this thing's all working like it's supposed to. All right, good to hear from you. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Michelle. Father, thank you, Lord. I immediately hear the word leader. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are her leader and that you are leading her in ways of righteousness and paths of righteousness. Lord, your word says that you lead us in paths of righteousness. But I thank you, Father, that you have anointed Michelle also, Lord, to be a leader in her family, Lord, a leader in her community. Lord, you have called her to help lead others out of darkness. Lord, you've called her to help lead others even out of grief and out of despair and out of even out of anger, to even be able. And Michelle, you're another one that I have sensed many times that there was like a spirit of counsel on you too, that you're able to talk very plainly with people, that you're able to sit down and reason with people, and you're able to get through to them. You know, people won't listen to just everybody, but when there's anointing on your life to speak into the lives of people and to counsel them and help them see, well, sometimes there are other ways, but sometimes just help them to see God's way of doing things. Help them to see the flip side of the coin. Sometimes, you know, people, they get a viewpoint and they get so rigid in their viewpoint, it's like they can't see any other way but what they think. And with a lot of them, if someone can speak to them and talk to them and show them, you know what, there's another way of looking at this, it can break down those walls of anger, walls of distrust, walls of offense. People get offended about things because sometimes because of the way they view stuff. And if they're able to see another way so that it kind of turns their reasoning, it turns their way of thinking, it can cause that offense and, and anger and stuff to dissolve or just to break down, break apart. And ultimately that brings healing to their hearts, and it brings joy into the life, because people, if they're carrying anger and offense, it makes your heart just feel yucky. It makes your attitude and make your mood feel bad, because, you know, anger just does that. You know, offense does that. It can make you, and it can physically make you feel sick as well, because it releases bad endorphins and stuff in your body, bad chemicals. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you have anointed Michelle, Lord, to be a game changer. That's the word I'm hearing, a game changer. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have anointed her, Lord. And, Father, Lord, as she delves into your word more and more, Lord, that you're going to give her wisdom. You're going to give her understanding. You're going to open up truths of God to her more and more, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that gift of counsel coming forth even more. I sense in my heart, Michelle, that you have counseled with people already. You may not have called it counsel. It might have just been sitting at your dining room table talking to people about, you know, talking to them, reasoning with them and trying to say, look at here, you know, look at here, child. Let me explain something to you that maybe you've done that. Maybe you didn't call it counsel. But I sense you have already done that, but I sense a much greater call on your life to that sort of thing. You might even eventually be used through your church in that way or something, but the Lord really downloading wisdom into you and understanding into you, and you certainly reap the benefit of that as well. You know, if you get wisdom and understanding, it helps your life, but you know, really, when God puts gifts in our life and stuff, it's honestly to reach others. It's honestly to pour it out to others. We reap the benefits of it for certain, but we pour it out into others. And as we pour that out, then God pours more and more into us. And I think you're going to be surprised at the difference you can make in people's lives. People that you might think are hardcore and that they would never change their way of thinking, that they would never... people that have been hurt in the past and have become bitter about things, people that have, I'll never trust him. People, they'll do that. They'll say stuff like that, you know, I'll never this and I'll never that, and they've set their hearts. But I just sense that you are going to be able to talk to people and reason with people and share the love of God and the word of God and help people to break down walls, because honestly, when we build walls in our hearts, it can make it difficult for God to get through too. I mean, I learned that firsthand in my life. My father was kind of a hard guy, and he was kind of scary growing up. He was pretty rough, and it made it it affected my viewpoint of Father God. So I remember somebody told me one time years ago. They said, you know, just envisioning yourself crawling up in Father God's lap, and I couldn't. I realized that I could not see that. And God had to work in my heart to where I trusted Father God to the point that it was like I could envision myself crawling up in Father God's lap as a good father that loved me and, you know, was kind to me and stuff. So, you know, we don't realize sometimes those walls that we put up and those hard places that we, you know, that we build them brick by brick, that it can honestly affect our relationship with the Lord, our relationship with Father God. So I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Michelle, Lord, for blessing her financially, for blessing her, Lord, in her health. And, you know, it's funny, it's like I want to say blessing you like in your legs and your joints. I don't know if you have anything going on with your legs and joints, but it's like I want to say blessing you like in your joints and in your spine and things like that. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just blessing Michelle in her body, blessing her in her finances, Lord, blessing her in her relationships. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring in wisdom and pouring in understanding, Lord, of your ways and of your word. And, Lord, even how you work, Lord, your nature, the nature of God, Lord, that she has even a greater understanding of the nature of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
can receive this word. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It seems like I remember in other times thinking, you know, getting about you that there's like a spirit of counsel about you. So, anyhow, how are you doing? And anything you want to share or have a particular prayer request tonight?
No, I don't. I just enjoyed what you were saying about sewing.
Thank you. That was a powerful word.
Praise God. That's so important to do.
It is. And you know, so and like I said, sewing is in so many things. We always think of money. Certainly it is that. But it's in other things as well. And God has really shown me his faithfulness in all of that. And he helps me to understand, which we need so much of. Well, it was good talking with you, girl. And you sure there's not anything else that you wanted, you needed prayer about while I got you?
No, but thank you.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Okay, 910-70.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, girl. Did you lose connection for a little bit? Because I had seen you on there, and then I didn't. Anyhow, it was like you went away for a little bit, and then you were right back.
Yes, it knocked me out, and I had to call back in.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with this word. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this computer. It's just doing its own thing tonight. I blame it on the weather, but, you know, right now it's not doing anything here, even though, like I said, there is some weather not far from us. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
One thing at a time. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the joy that she is to you. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for her seeing answers coming, Lord, her seeing bit by bit, seeing things being resolved, things coming to fruition, Lord, things that she's prayed about, things that she has sown into, Father, Lord, that she begins to see those things break loose, just like in a dam, if there's a leak, that we see a little of a waterfall, and then, Lord, that we just believe for the deluge, just the flood after that. But, Father, that, Lord, bit by bit, things coming forth, things coming to fruition, Lord, answers to prayer, things breaking loose in different areas. Lord, even where she has prayed for others and things like that. Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping her to see, for causing her to see, Lord, that she begins to see. She begins to see, Lord, just like the servant of Elisha said, you know, he's like, go and look. And he says, finally comes back and says, he sees a cloud the size of a man's hand. And yet, the faith of Elisha, he's like, you know, girded up his loins and began to run. And he's like, the rain is coming. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for Sylvia, Lord, seeing the cloud the size of a man's hand that knows, Lord, that her faith reaches out and says, yes, things are coming. Things are starting to happen. Things that I've prayed about, things that I've longed for, things that I've stood for, places that I've interceded, the places that, Lord, that I've come back time and again, Lord, to you and stood in faith and proclaimed your word and ministered to others and witnessed to others, Lord, that she sees that cloud the size of a man's hand, and, Lord, that her faith reaches out and she knows, Lord, that fruition is coming, that manifestation is coming. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for strengthening her, Lord, for helping her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding and directing her, Father. Father, even when there's times that there may seem like there's restrictions in some places, Lord, restrictions or not closed doors, but Lord, just places where she might seem constricted or in a tight place, Lord, that it doesn't stop you in any way. Lord, you just nothing stops what you're doing. Lord, if in one place, Lord, the enemy tries to thwart things or tries to slow things down or constrict us, restrict us in areas, Lord, that you just send us down even a bigger path and a deeper path, Lord, even a better door. Lord, you send us that nothing stops you. And, Lord, you laugh in the enemy's face. Lord, you laugh in the enemy's face that nothing stops what you're doing. Sylvia, I was trying to decide whether to share this or not. You know, there's been times that the Lord has given me opportunities in places where praise and worship was concerned, and there were times, you know, there were times that, you know, obviously there were times that I felt like I was being used, and I remember one time being in a place that was asked to do some praise and worship, and then very quickly, like within a couple of weeks, it became a very controlling situation. And and I love that person dearly. That person is a wonderful person, and I love her dearly even to this day. But I really felt at that time, because it restricted what God wanted to use me for. You know, it was like being tied up. You know, it was almost like being trapped up. It was like, okay, do this, but do this the way that I want it, and this and this and this. And it was like, I can't flow like that, because that's not how God made me. That's not what God's called me to. The restrictions of people, you know, that's not being able to flow with the Lord. In that situation, you know, I really felt to just resign and say, look, I'm, you know, gracefully. But I'm not going to be able to do this, and so I only did it 2 or 3 weeks, and then I backed right back out. Still continued to keep a friendship, you know, a casual friendship, and certainly never any kind of offense or anything like that. Continued to go to meetings and things like that, and continued to love, you know. But see, it didn't stop God in any way, even though I think absolutely God was in the door. You know, Lord, that the opportunity was of God. But though people sometimes will get involved in something, and the enemy will try to thwart it in some way, because the enemy uses people, and sometimes just people's ideas. It's not always the devil. Sometimes it's just people, you know, people are people. But it doesn't. We just move with the Lord and release people, you know, not hold anything against them, not blame them or anything like that. We just say, well, you know, I don't feel led to continue with this. And then God just opens another door. You know, God just sends us right on. We hold no offense. We hold no grudge. We hold no anything against them, and we just move with God. And when we move like that, the Lord just opens even greater doors. And I'll have to say, you know, this program here is a greater door. I have been thinking about doing some praise and worship on the program. I've got to get this computer working better, but I felt led to tell you that story because you may get involved in things that people want to restrict you, that you feel trust up because people want to be controlling, and it's hard to flow with the Lord like that. And God doesn't call us to be under the thumb of people, you know. Certainly if we're submitted to the leadership of a ministry, if we're around it and stuff like that, but there's a difference in being to be honorable, you know, to honor them and be submitted. It's another thing to be bound up by him and be controlled and that sort of thing. It's kind of two different things. And I just know, like I said, I just felt led to tell you that. And know that flow with God, go with God. And if one thing doesn't work out quite like you thought it would, or quite even the way that the Lord wanted it to, it's not going to stop him in any way, and just keep loving and keep moving with him, and he'll open other doors, and we just release people. And And certainly we don't badmouth people, or we don't, you know, if you notice, I'm always very careful not to mention names and places and things like that. So anyhow, I know God has given you wisdom and God's working with you, but for whatever reason, I just felt led to share that with you.
Well,
okay.
It's right down my alley.
Okay.
It is exactly
right
down my alley.
I just trust that the Lord wanted had me share it with you, then it had some meaning or anything. Certainly, you don't have to.
Yes, I'm definitely in that. I've been in it for years now.
Okay.
And I've constantly, at one time, I wasn't able to receive the word that was coming forth, and I had to pray and fast next. For the Lord to take that away, and that I didn't, you know, that offense be taken away. And then I was able to, receive from him, even loved him, even prayed for him. And then after I got through that, then something else was done. And I'm constantly hitting the knees, praying for, you know, for this to not to hit my heart. It's like a constant thing, and I try to leave and